I think we know the one of the conflicts between Jesus and the Pharisees, the religious leaders at the time, was the Pharisees' pursuit of perfection, especially in the exterior observation of the rules, the laws. Because in their understanding and their teaching, the Messiah would come when there was no more sin, when everything was perfect and everyone followed all the rules perfectly. That would set the stage for the Messiah to come. So this is one of the graces of these parables that Jesus tells us, is that it allows us to enter into the kingdom of God as we are, in our imperfections and with our sin, trusting that Jesus is coming to us in that condition. And we don't have to be perfect to encounter Jesus Christ. And as we know, it's actually in our imperfections that we most encounter the mercy of Jesus. And so Jesus is telling this parable, preparing the early church for that reality, that what you have learned from the Pharisees, what you have been taught to expect, is not what is true. That it's not in some future time that the Messiah will come when everything is just right, that the time is now. And it's through the encountering with the Messiah, with the Savior who has come to you in your lowliness, it's through that encounter that we will reach the perfection for which we're made. That the healing of the wounds, the forgiveness of the sins, would take place through the encountering of the Messiah who comes to us in our littleness, in our brokenness. Jesus is also giving us a warning to not be so critical in judging of what we see as imperfections in the world, in the church. As the first Pope wrote in his letter of the patience of God, that he is patient so that we all have the opportunity to come to repentance. Because we can easily find the sins in the church leadership, in our government, in politicians, in our neighbors. It's not so easy to find the weeds in our own heart. And so if we want God to be so quick with his judgment over everything, then we have to allow him to be quick in his judgment against ourselves. And we all know that we're much more merciful with ourselves than we are with other people. And so this kingdom of God that is a reality that we're living in the midst of today, it's also present within our hearts. The wheat that is there, but also the weeds. And as we encounter the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, this is what gives us the strength, the courage to persevere in overcoming our vices, overcoming our sinful addictions, our habits. That Jesus says, be patient. Allow my timeline to bring you to perfection. But we can be cautious as we listen to the first reading from Jeremiah, that we don't become too brazen, too prideful in our sinful ways, and to be willingly sinful, and then come to Mass as though everything is okay. That's the warning that Jeremiah gave. So it's a complexity. It'd be nice if it was easy and was just so black and white, but it's not, and we know it. We can be patient with our own imperfections, be merciful with the imperfections of others, but never be okay. Never think it's okay that I have these sinful things. Because that's what was happening with Jeremiah. They were doing all of these bad things and coming to the church and saying, well, I'm in the temple, everything is okay. I'm in this sacred place, so it doesn't really matter what I'm doing. And so we ask our Blessed Mother this day to truly give us a merciful heart, that we can encounter the mercy of our Heavenly Father, to patiently endure this growing period of grace in our own life, this growing period of virtue in our own life, that our hearts become that pure and holy temple, that holy dwelling place of the Lord, as we were at the moment of our baptism, never being complacent with sin, but being patient. This is the mercy of God. We don't always understand His ways, but His ways are perfect and true. So we ask for that grace, to not be so quick to cast judgment on the other, but allow the mercy of God to look at our own hearts, and in His time, by His grace, bring us to perfection.